the jazz playing bluesy and cool. There's only one thing left to do. I want the warm chocolate dripping from your face.
Music like warm chocolate here on Current State. And it's being performed by Brush Street. Mike Brush on piano, Julie Malady on vocals. And we'll be talking with the members of Brush Street coming up in a few minutes here on Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Right now, Current State contributor Scott Southard offers his take on another Michigan notable book for 2014. This is Donald Lystra's short story collection, Something That Feels Like Truth.
Traditionally, short stories are birthed out of what-ifs. What if you go to Mars and find dead relatives? What if a sea monster confuses a foghorn with a mating call? Both of those examples, by the way, are from master short story writer Ray Bradbury. In Donald Lystra's latest story collection, Something That Feels Like Truth, he does something very different from Bradbury. In many ways, his Michigan short stories are not what-ifs, but episodes. They are brief glimpses into the lives of real people, and each is at a turning point or a moment of self-realization. These are character studies, focused more on the emotional impact of a moment than on a surprising plot twist. While most of the stories are based in Michigan or filled with Michigan-like characters, the funny thing is, my favorite story doesn't even take place in our state, but instead in France. The story, The 5 o'clock Train, follows a struggling married couple vacationing. She is artistic, he is more analytical, and tolerates what he considers her romantic view of the world. Their relationship comes to a head while visiting the resting place of Vincent van Gogh. Lystra's stories are each very well written and captivating. There are no sea creatures, but normal people with normal problems. And while there are no ghosts either, each of his characters is haunted by choices that they've made in the past and the choices they will make before the story comes to an end. The only complaint I have with this fascinating collection of stories is that they can feel kind of redundant at times. Most of the stories involve men in the later end of middle age. You never get the female perspective, really, and everyone's relationship is usually on the brink of disaster or just afterwards. There are also themes of lost youth and approaching demise that seem to run throughout. These are not stories about beginnings, but endings, rather bleak when put all together in one book. Something That Feels Like Truth is a 2014 Michigan Notable Book selection, and it definitely deserves it. The writing is first rate. Lystra was once an engineer, and you can almost feel that necessary precision in his writing. While the prose won't sweep you away with its beauty, there is an exactness that emphasizes the truth in his words. This is a wonderful collection, but a part of me wishes it included at least one monster. A monster in Lystra's world would have been a fun what-if. For Current State, this is Scott Southard.
Scott Southard is the author of two novels, A Jane Austen Daydream and Maximilian Stanforth in the Case of the Dangerous Dare. His writing on a variety of topics can also be found online at sdsouthard.com. His blog is called The Musings and Artful Blunders of Scott D. Southard.